Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast. I'm speaking to you about an Shelly Antine. If you don't know by now, you'll never know. It is Monday, the 5th of January that this is beginning, and ending on Sunday, the 11th of January. And we have, as I promised somewhere in the many places that I post information, this was a week ahead of a lot of need to release and restore peace within. And so we don't have major changes. We don't have lunar events, solar events. Nobody changes signs this week, but we're getting an opportunity to assimilate and just look at the days and the daily forecasts for the days as we're moving through this first week and then a little further in January. I wanted to tell you that I did a smudge ceremony on the first. And I do it in compliance with what I've been taught by Native Americans. So, you know, I had this gorgeous loose. I like to do it loose, put it in an abalone shell, and, you know, you can hold it. The heat isn't transferred to your hand. Beautiful sage. When I started, I put in a normal amount. I have to do 5 rooms and 2 bathrooms, so I knew what I needed. And I used my fire stick to light the sage, and it went up. The flames went up high. I'm not used to seeing that, so many. And I had to wait a while for it to come down before you can start smudging the smoke, which is bringing it against the walls and into the corners of the rooms. And the smoke was unbelievable. I don't remember, well, I've seen it before, but I don't remember a time in my recent history when there was that much smoke. And I was a little worried about my fire alarms, but I kept moving around, and they didn't go off. And it took exactly enough smoke for me to finish and complete and then clear the feather wand that I use to smudge with. You do it in the beginning, but, you know, also before you put it back, you clear it again. And I must say, I felt that was very much a demonstration of what the level of stuck energy was that had been reactions and emotions that were coming nonstop. And so, you know, I highly recommend. I felt fabulous here afterwards, and the aroma of the sage lingered. It was wonderful. I highly recommend a sage ceremony if you know how. If you don't, I actually give the directions to that in the post on my Substack, ShellyWrites.substack.com, that I did for the beginning of the year. And the suggestion of acknowledging and releasing that comes at this time. So this week, even just this week, with less momentous astrological events, at least. I mean, I know I just saw the news about a war don't think anybody asked if it was okay, but we started one. And so it isn't as peaceful as I wished it would be at the beginning of this year, but there is going to be huge changes. As I've mentioned many times, just if you are on Substack and you read about the seven cycles, Cycles of Seven is the name, this is just one of the changes is going to be introducing a new era. So take this week, allow yourself to calm down. You know, we know what's going on. Don't stress about it. Use your tools that are easy tools and beautiful tools, like sending energy of love out. And that is going to make everybody feel better, including yourself. So on Monday, the 5th, we have a moon in Leo. And again, it's in the third quarter phase. So it's waning in light after a full moon, which means it's giving out, it's disseminating what it achieved in any of the ways it could have achieved, maybe understandings or something else in your life, and you want to share it. So the moon in Leo can be a very playful moon, and it can be a very dramatic moon when it gets upset. It's a loyal energy, and it's a romantic energy. And Leo loves to lie in the sun. Don't the lions do that until they need to find food or save their cubs from someone or something or some other animal? We are looking at a day of rest. However, the aspect that is coming in at 8:05 a.m. on Tuesday is a moon square Uranus and Taurus. And this is, again, that retrograde Uranus and Taurus, which is going to change next year into Gemini and just be there for good. But we're still looking at the conflict of values and what we should do with money. And, you know, Leo is the sign of investing. That's their money aspect. And some surprise is always potential when you invest in something that could change. So that's going to be a morning with some, you know, issues going on in Eastern time zone, all of these times, 8:05 a.m. But then we get to relax in a little of the void, of course, moon phase. And again, Leo can take that time to just, you know, let go. And we have the sun making one of two. This is the big deal, a triple conjunction. The sun is making the first of two conjunctions. And this one is to Venus in Capricorn, 11:36 a.m. So some of your contacts that could be helpful in the outer world or helpful in structuring and maybe making some nice connections with older relatives and, you know, just looking at the things you want to structure into your year. That is a good time to do that. And just a few, or actually 11 minutes later or 12 minutes later or whatever, the moon enters Virgo, 11:57 a.m. Yes, that is 21 minutes later. I never do math in my head anymore, but I try. So the moon trines Mercury is the next aspect, but it doesn't come in until 3:02 a.m. on Wednesday. Still, it means there can be some good advice, some helpful people. Both Capricorn and Virgo love to get things in order and keep them that way. So you have a few aspects coming in on Wednesday that are perfect for this. So first, again, the moon trine Mercury in Capricorn then, the harmony of the lights at 8:04 p.m. So that's the whole day. You get to feel the moon trine sun in Capricorn. This is the inner instincts are totally in alignment with the desire to express, right? And again, it's the, you know, getting things in order and, you know, moving into the outer world and public life and what you would like to see happening there. At 8:04 p.m. it comes in, and then the moon trine to Venus quickly, and that's at 8:44 p.m. So good energies around the day and the dinner time. And then the moon trine Mars in Capricorn, which is the next conjunction for the sun. That comes in at 8:46 p.m. So it's getting close, and a very interesting, and doesn't always happen, aspect occurs at 9:43 p.m. exact. And that is the Venus conjunction Mars in Capricorn, while the moon is going sextile to Jupiter in Cancer. The moon aspect comes in at 12:59 a.m. on Thursday. But this is a great meeting. It can be a romantic meeting. I mean, Capricorn is not demonstrating as much in public, but in private it could be pretty passionate. And this is a good time for hearing each other. If you have to dialogue with someone, you'll come to agreement. This will be a good time for that. And it will carry through because the moon is going into a helpful aspect to Jupiter in Cancer. Yeah, so good for meetings and things like that, if you're home or at work, if you're in family issue or in career issue. Wednesday is a banner day. Okay. The moon is going opposition Saturn, however, on Thursday. And that's at 12:46 p.m. that it comes in exact. So there are pessimists out there always. There are skeptics out there always. There are people who don't feel supported. And no matter what the Virgo moon says, they are anxious. So this is the energy, 12:46 p.m. Opening with the moon trine Uranus and Taurus, 2:50 p.m. That's your little window here where you can maybe come across something, some kind of way to change something that will work. But then the moon is opposing Neptune in Pisces until 6:23 p.m. And that's a confusion, and the moon will be very agitated by the lack of, you know, clarity and the lack of responsibility and all of this. It doesn't work for the moon in Virgo. But also, Virgo is the sign of health. We have amazing numbers of things out there that you could possibly get. It's not just COVID anymore. It's a brand new strain of a flu. It's not the one you were vaccinated for. And, you know, there's just, you know, this measles, there's like whooping cough, there's, you know, it's getting a bit over the top, isn't it? Well, I can't do anything about it except tell you, be careful. Be careful. My careful is using essential oil blends under my nose. I started that way back when I lived in Florida, especially for travel on airplanes and whenever I was in closed air with other people breathing in and out. I have the blends to help me. I put them, dilute them and put them under my nose because I don't want to inhale something that can get traction. So whatever you can do, be aware that this is potential between 2:50 p.m. and 6:23 p.m. on Thursday, all right? Then, And it can also come gastrointestinal, I suppose. It's dinner time too, isn't it? Moon enters Libra at 7:06 p.m. and we have a good cycle as it moves to trine Pluto in Aquarius until 12:47 a.m. on Friday. Right? So that's, you know, do your discussing, talk about your plans for the future and any changes you'd like to make or think about them, get information. That's when to do that. But we do have a Sun-Mars conjunction coming in at 6:41 a.m. If you're on the same team and you're climbing the mountain, you'll be having great energy to get to the top. Okay, so that's the good part of that. The other part is if you aren't on the same page, it won't be easy to talk to people. And Venus is opposing Jupiter at 12:35 p.m., so we may be going overboard with some expenses, or we may be getting annoyed by other people's expanded emotional needs. Now, Venus in Capricorn doesn't take those the same way other signs might. This is what every time Venus changes signs, she loves in a different way. And a Capricorn Venus is going to just try and read you the rules. And, they're not going to say, oh, poor baby, you know, that kind of thing. So that's Venus in Capricorn opposing Jupiter in Cancer. The moon, meanwhile, is starting to go into squares. And this is just the way it is because of all that Capricorn stuff. The moon in Libra is going to square it all. The first is the square to Mercury at 7:34 p.m. So again, this is not your day for discussions. The sun is up, is it Jupiter, that day. So there is a lot of excessive energies going on that are contradicting one another. At 3:42 a.m. is when the Sun opposition Jupiter comes in, and then Mars, if you want to get heated about it, is opposing Jupiter at 9:25 a.m. You know, we just had the full moon in the polarity, right? It was the outer world and career and public life and status opposite the needs of, you know, securing the family and nurturing and being cozy with your family, you know. So here it comes with the moon in Libra. Square to Jupiter at 10:08 a.m. Square to Mars at 10:12 a.m. where it could get angry argument. Square the sun at 10:48 a.m. where authorities are not helping you. And square Venus in Capricorn until 12:54 p.m. Then there is a void of course. So those scales are going up and down and up and down. There's not very much balance. You'll have to work for balance during this Libra moon cycle. But void of course, 12:54 p.m., you can start to calm down again. There is an opposition to Chiron, and Chiron has, gone direct in Aries. I spoke about that some place that I do information, and how it's going to go into Taurus for a little while. So we'll start looking at different ways of woundedness and what we need to learn. But it will end the year of 2026 back in Aries. So, independence versus relationship is the moon opposition at 3:13 p.m. Moon in Libra opposing Chiron in Aries. So void of course lasts until 5:55 a.m. on Sunday when the moon enters Scorpio. Well, Scorpio's first aspect is square Pluto in Aquarius, and that is filling your morning along with Venus squaring Chiron until 12:03 p.m. is the moon aspect. Let's just say agree to disagree, because the Scorpio fighting Pluto is, well, that one that just never ends. And repercussions are the thing I think about when I look at something like that. So just be aware. The next aspect that was going to be coming in won't come in until the afternoon on Monday, but it is a sextile. And things will be much better, the Scorpio moon, once it's past the square. And we'll be talking about that on the week beginning the 12th of January and ending in the year's first new moon, the 28th Capricorn. And, you know, all these 28s and 13s that have been happening are unusual. That has been a very unusual thing. As we progress through 2026, you'll start seeing that, you know, the degree of the lunar event will change by 1 or 2 degrees each month. But this is another 28, and our first eclipse will be the next new moon at 28 Aquarius. So we've had a lot of that. So if you have your chart planets near the 28 degree mark or near the 13 mark, you've been experiencing more energy from them. And so here's another 28 that comes. This is what we'll be talking about in next week's forecast. And we have next week our first enter Aquarius, and it's Venus entering Aquarius on the 17th, Saturday. And then again, the first new moon in Capricorn. And let's see, was there anything else? I think that's what we're going to be having, other than the regular movement during the week. So, but after that week, things will start to move into Aquarius mode, you know, because we're getting to that time of the year when the sun will enter and Mercury will enter and Mars will follow, and it will feel different. So, wishing you some happy times of rest this week, and you're still looking at what you want to achieve. And after the new moon is when to start looking at planting some seeds. And I'll say goodbye for now.